How about Minnesota going on the road, beating Purdue today, 20-13 in the rain? Andy Greeter joins us from the Pioneer Press. Andy, always good to visit with you. And Minnesota threw more than they ran today. They trailed at the half. They overcame all of that and were able to win the football game 20-13. Granted, Purdue not a great team, but this is a huge win for Minnesota after what happened a week ago.
Yeah, it was a quality way to bounce back after, you know, PJ Fleck's worst loss as the Gophers coach. You know, they came in here as a 2-point underdog. You know, they were without their number two wide receiver, Dalen Wright. They lost their starting linebacker through the game, Mariano Surin-Myron. Their number one cornerback went out, and Coney Durr. But yeah, they just outlasted Purdue. You know, Purdue ran, I think, 85, 86 plays and outgained Minnesota, but they just limited big plays. And we're able to be more willing to take deep shots downfield. You know, the fourth play of the game, Tanner Morgan found Chris Altman-Bell with a gorgeous back shoulder throw, and he showed that he was able to bounce back after, I think, he had 50-some yards against Bowling Green. And they were able to take other shots as well. You know, they had two play-action passes where they went downfield to Michael Brown-Stevens, and he was impressive, hauling in two 50-yard receptions there that were very key for this Gopher team. They were, you know, not as conservative as they were against Bowling Green, which really, really shot themselves in the foot. And, yeah, it showed in a win against Purdue, PJ Fleck's fourth straight over Jeff Brohm. And it was also the first time they've ever beaten Purdue in back-to-back road games.
Yeah, and a tough weather day, lot of mm-hmm. things. A tough environment to play in, period. They don't draw very well in general at Purdue, yeah. So there were a lot of challenges. And you have to give them credit because after the debacle a week ago, it really is a turning point movement, and they were down at the half, and you thought, okay, this is really decision time for this football team, and they found a way.
Yeah, for sure. Your PJ Fleck fell to 0-17 when trailing at the half against Bowling Green, and you know that stat was brought up a lot over this last week, and some of the lack of adjustments that you could see in that Bowling Green game and willingness to try and go win the game. And they did that today. You know, they were willing, like I said, to take shots and really kind of respond to, you know, what was a really bad loss for a team that has internal expectations to, you know, contend for the Big Ten West. And they did not show it last week, and they had a very businesslike win here today.
Yeah, Tanner Morgan, 9 of 18, 169 yards on the ground, just 125 yards. Trey Potts, 15 carries, 78 yards. Any concern about the fact that they, for the second week in a row, they weren't able to run the football effectively?
Yeah, it was a challenge there. I think, you know, that was a little bit surprising just because Purdue isn't, you know, a great rush defense. So, yeah, I think you could maybe pull that out and say that was a bit of a problem. But, you know, late on, Cole Kramer came in as the Wildcat quarterback, and they kind of ground out some first downs to be able to tack on that last field goal to make it a touchdown game. So, yeah, I mean, they didn't hit any big plays on the running game. But I think it was just more so that, hey, they were willing to take shots downfield. They were willing to kind of open up the offense a little bit. And, you know, it really helped them to a win. You know, that Mike Brown-Stevens play-action play that was the first play of the second half. You know, they scored two plays later, and that was the fastest drive that the Gophers have scored on all year. So I think it was just, you know, being more balanced, being more willing to pass the ball and take shots, and I think that's maybe a bigger takeaway than, you know, maybe a little bit of struggles in the run game.
Andy Greeter joining us, covers the Golden Gophers for the Pioneer Press, online at twincities.com. The final 20-13, they trailed 13-10 at the half. Defensively, you talked about you know, giving up some yards in the passing game. Aiden O'Connell, 34 of 52, 371 yards and a touchdown, but they held Purdue to 77 yards on the ground. So in the second half, defensively, they got it done.
Yeah, you know, they lost their starting cornerback, Coney Durr. I think he might have had a concussion. And they had, you know, their other cornerback, Terrell Smith, was targeted, you know, early and often. And then, you know, Justin Wally, who's a true freshman, had to come in, and they started to target him as well. And, you know, they have David Bell, who's one of the best wide receivers in the country, and Miles Wright, who had the big day as well. And, they just responded. You know, Tyler Newbin was able to get an interception to seal the game late, and he's a young player who they're really high on, who's kind of coming into his own and making plays now. So, yeah, I mean, it was very much a bend-not-break kind of defense, right? I mean, they were able to hold Purdue to a couple field goals, and in a, 20-13 game, that's just massive. You know, the Gophers have not allowed a lot over these last three games. You know, they shut out Colorado. Bowling Green had 14 points, but one of those came on a short field after PJ Fleck went for it, almost in his own red zone. And then, 13 points against a Purdue team that can really air it out is really what's, kept this Gophers team, back into a winning record and 1-1 in Big Ten play.
Now they get a breather before the Huskers come to town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bye week is a little bit more palatable for sure. The Gophers, coming off a win. It was interesting because PJ was on the radio earlier this week, and he said that, going into this bye week, we're going to go in 1-2 directions. So I was curious what that meant. And I asked him about it, and, he didn't really say what the alternative was, what would have happened if they would have lost here today, and what kind of reaction would have come. But, there was a lot of heat on the Gophers offense. There was heat on Tanner Morgan. There was heat on Mike Sanford Jr., and those things have all kind of quieted down. And I think you see the balance in the offense here today, and getting a win obviously makes things easier to kind of come back and do some self-scout and get ready for Nebraska in 2 weeks.
All right, Andy, always great. By the way, Minnesota United FC on the road. They play Dallas down in Big D.
Yeah, that's they need a win there. They're hugging the playoff line, and they started off 0-4, and those four losses are really kind of still lingering for this team. They were able to bounce back and get themselves kind of in that top four that gets a home game, but now they're really kind of teetering on the backside of this playoff race, and they need 3 points tonight. They need to try to move up into maybe the middle of the Western Conference race, and maybe try to get a home game. There's a chance that they can get into that, third or fourth spot. But it's uphill sledding, and they, it looks like they're going to get Emmanuel Reynoso and Ozzie Alonso back today. And they sure missed them when they lost 3-1 to DC on Wednesday.
All right, Andy, always great. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is. Andy Gritter covers Golden Gopher football for the Pioneer Press, online at twincities.com. Gophers get it done. They come back down at the half and win it 20-13 at Purdue. They go into the bye week. Then two in a row at home, Nebraska and Maryland coming in before they close out the month, the day before Halloween in Evanston against Northwestern.